朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
所以弟兄姐妹，你可以看见一个人犯了罪啊。
So when somebody commits sin,
他不仅是这个有这个恐惧感啊、虚空感啊、罪恶感，他还有一个无力感，没有感，没有无力感。
And in addition to all of those, you feel powerless.
哪一个人不要做好呢？
And
哪一个人不要做好呢？
And who doesn't want to do good?
他是永远不忘记，当他生下来的时候，他的父母给他起个名字叫 Zacchaeus。
He will never forget that he was named by his parents as Zacchaeus.
是圣洁。
It is pure.
是良善。
It is good.
但是现在呢，他什么坏的事情都做。
But now he does every bad thing in the world.
他不是说不想改。
And he doesn't want to do it.
他改不了。
But he cannot change.
你说对不对呢？
Isn't it true?
要吸毒的人，那喝酒的人，喝醉了，痛苦的不得了啊。
Those people under drug or in the influence of alcohol, they are
suffering.
哎呀，
当他这个喝醉了吐啊，我不要再喝了。到了过了明天后天又再喝了。
Many people will get drunk and they will have a hangover and then they'll resolve never to drink but drink again.
我赌赌了花了多少钱啊？
And you may gamble and lose so much money.
我家里清餐荡产都输掉了。
And you lost all the money in gambling.
那过了一个时候他在那赌啊。
But after a while you go back.
我父亲有个朋友。
I know a friend.
啊，我父亲的朋友。
My father's friend.
我永远不忘记。
I'll never forget.
他是开西装店的。
He had a tailor.
Tailor shop. 我父亲也是在上海开西装店。啊。那么就都是很喜欢赌啊。
And he loved to gamble.
他赌到一个程度啊，把所有的那个泥料啊，这个泥料又一捆一捆的去当掉。
And he was gambling to the point where bolts of fabric would be taken from his tailor shop.
痛苦啊。
And he was in, he
到最后这个人很了不起，他把这个小指头了，他说我再也不赌了。
And so one day he resolved by cutting off his little finger.
了不起，了不起。
And it's good.
但是过了半年以后。
But after half a year.
你看这大牌，这个牌子上有个人是九个指头在那里。
But then you will see somebody with nine fingers gambling again.
为什么？改不了。我说不要赌。
And you say, I don't want to gamble.
他还赌了。
But he still does it.
我不要喝。
I don't want to drink.
我还是喝了。
He still drinks.
我不要吸毒。
I don't want to take drugs.
我吸毒了。
Still take drugs.
我又不要嫖。
I don't want to get prostitutes.
我又嫖了。
And still do it.
多少苦啊。
And it is so much
suffering. 无力感啊。是没有力量，没有力量感。
And you feel so helpless.
所以保罗怎么说？
So what does Paul say?
我真是苦啊。
So I am really.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？
Who can redeem me from this wretched body?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
没有办法改。
You cannot change on your own.
我也不曾经告诉各位吗？
Did I not tell you?
我还没有信主以前，我什么坏的事情都做。
Before coming to faith, I did every manner of evil things. 除了吸毒以外，
我什么坏的事情都做。
Everything that is bad, I've done.
我明明知道。
And I know I've changed.
改不了,
but I could not.
就不改了。
And I stopped.
不改, 改不了就不改了。
So you cannot change, you stop changing.
但是感谢主。
But I thank God.
是我信了主以后,
after coming to faith,
神可以做见证, 我今天站在这一个,
I stand here as God is my witness.
这个圣洁的台上, 我不给你们加一点醋, 加一点油,
I will not add anything.
就是那天晚上我信了主以后, 我整个生命改变。
So that night when I came to faith, my whole life transformed.
所以这样呢, 我就把我很好很好的生命, 我那个时候我只有二十一岁的时候, 我是在美国并且做生意。
And at that time, at 21 years old, I was doing business with the naval fleet of
America. 那个时候在台湾我赚了很多的钱。
And I was earning a lot of money in Taiwan.
到22岁，当上帝呼召我的时候，我毅然决然的放下身。
And at 22, when God called me to the ministry, I gave it all up.
为什么？
Why is this?
主实在是太爱我了。
Because God loves me.
改变了我的生命。
Has transformed my life.
充满我在里头的喜乐平安。
And He has filled me with peace and satisfaction.
弟兄姐妹们， 这个很多的时候我们无力感啊。
Many times we are powerless.
还有一个是恐惧感。
And there is the sense of fear.
随着年岁一天一天老慢了。
So he gets old day by day.
身体也越来越坏了。
And the body is getting weaker day by day.
他面临着死亡。
And he is facing death.
撒该亚。
Zacchaeus.
你往哪里去？
Where are you going?
他是一个犹太人。
He is a Jew.
他知道天啊。
He knows about heaven.
他知道地狱。
He knows about hell.
像我这样的一个人。
For somebody like me.
我知道。
I know.
我如果离开世界。
That one day when I leave this world.
我一定是凄凄惨惨。
I will end up.
悲悲哀哀。
And painfully.
痛痛苦苦。
And painfully.
永永远远。
And forever.
到地狱里头。
Land in hell.
我知道。
I know that.
我的结局是什么。
I know what is my eventual predicament.
恐惧。
And he was fearful.
不知道什么时候这个日子。
He does not know when he will die.
讲到这个事情。
And at that point,
我有个很好的朋友。
I have a friend.
我也是他的组织里面的一个董事长。
And I was a chairman of the board of his organization.
叫大使命。
And that's a great commission.
今年四号。
And this year, this month, on the 4th,
离开世界。
He died.
我很好的朋友。
My good friend.
我认识他有五十年了。
And I've known him for 50 years.
神很兴起他，这个成立了中心，成立了华富，成立了AD 这个 2000, 还有等等等等。神很祝福他。
God has greatly used this man. He founded CCM and Cowie and so on.
比我大六岁，离开世界了。比我大六岁，比我大六岁。
He is older by 6 years from me.
几岁了？啊，
92了。
弟兄姐妹，请听哦，我们很多的人随着年龄一天一天的成长，我们身体一天一天的瘦弱虚弱。
So as every day passes, our age increases, but our strength decreases.
我请问你
，So let me ask，
当你离开这个世界
，When you leave this world，
你往哪里去
？Where are you going？
我们信主的人
we who are believers,
我们确实相信上帝的话怎么说
we believe in what God said,
有天堂
there's heaven,
有地狱
there's a hell.
地狱怎么说
and what is
如果你去看看这个启示录第二十章二十一章
in Revelation 20:21,
在那里是从不死火不灭的在那里烧着硫磺的火里那就叫地狱
and the fire, the sulfur fire in hell where the worms never dieThat is what you call hell.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我不会形容到这个地狱是那样那样那样的可怕。
I cannot, the words cannot describe how bad it is.
亲爱的朋友们，你今天有朝一天你离开世界，你的灵魂到哪里去
？So one day when you die, where will your soul end up?
只有两条路。
You got two roads.
永生。
It's either eternal life or eternal death.
你选择。
So it's your choice.
感谢主。
I thank God.
六十几年以前。
That more than 60 years ago.
我选择了信靠耶稣。
I chose to believe in Jesus Christ.
我六十年以前我信靠了信耶稣信神的话。
And 60 years ago, I believed in God's word.
我知道。
And I know,
无论是我八十几七岁、八十八岁、八十九岁，我一旦离开这个世界，我按照神的应许，我是到神的家里去。
And whenever I leave this world, I know I'm promised to go to God's home.
因为耶稣说，
Because Jesus said,
我去是为你们预备地方。
I have gone to prepare
a place for you.
I have gone.
还要把你们找到。
But one day I'll take you back with me.
感谢主。
We thank God.
这是我们信耶稣的人。也确实的，非常确定的一个盼望。
And this is our guaranteed hope.
所以你看看第五点是什么呢
？And what is the fifth point?
第五点，他为什么要看耶稣呢
？Why does he want to see Jesus?
他觉得很孤独、啊。
Because he feels so lonely.
Billy Graham 曾经这样讲过。
Billy Graham said this.
他说世界上最最痛苦的就是什么？孤单。
He says that the people who suffer the most are the people who are lonely.
有一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他对我说,
he told me.
他到了东京,
he went to Tokyo.
东京是很多很多的人在机场上,
and there's so many people in the airport.
我坐着一个人坐在里, 我一个人都不认识。
And I looked around, I did not recognize a single person.
他就开始慢慢就觉得紧张。
And he panicked.
就害怕了。
And he became scared.
为什么?
Why is this?
一个人都不认识。
Because he is alone.
那么多的人。
Among a sea of humanity.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers, when you believe and trust in Jesus,
所有的弟兄姐妹信主的都是我的弟兄姐妹。
All the believers are my brothers and sisters.
今天我在圣道堂,
when I'm here at ECDC,
十几年,
and so
你们就是我的弟兄姐妹。
You are my brothers and sisters.
我到纽约,
so where, when
我到 Washington DC,
when I go to
Washington, 我到洛杉矶,
or LA,
我到 Chicago,
or to Chicago,
多少的弟兄姐妹都是他们信在不同的教会都是我的弟兄姐妹。
All the believers are my brothers and sisters.
哦，不孤单了。
And I'm not lonely anymore.
感谢上帝。
I thank God.
昨天晚上
，last night，
我们老师从台湾来，他们夫妻两位来叫我们，来帮助我们，让我们这个讲到夫妻的关系。
And we have a couple of counselors here to talk about cultivating good family relations.
哇，我告诉你，昨天晚上的那个晚餐呢，那个布置的相当相当漂亮。
And I can tell you that the decorations of the dinner was beautiful.
我给我那人进来的时候，他们要我做红毯子啊。
And my wife and I, we entered, we had to walk the red carpet.
把我吓了一大跳啊。
And I was shocked.
那我以为光吃饭嘛。
I thought he was going to have a dinner.
我们先要走红毯子啊。
So we needed to walk the red
carpet. 还有两个人手牵着手就走红毯子啊。
And so we had to walk hand in hand on the red carpet.
哇，然后转过身来还给我们拍照。
And then we turned around and there's a picture taking.
弟兄姐妹凝聚在一起何等的快乐。
And when brothers and sisters are gathered together, it's so joyful.
真的呀。
It's true.
所以你可以看见，我没时间了吧？这个 Zacchaeus 为什么要看看耶稣
？Zacchaeus, why did he want to see Jesus?
非常的冲动。
He was impulsive.
非常的激动，在他的里头。
And he was excited.
驱使他一定要看看耶稣到底是什么样子的。
He wanted to see exactly what kind of a man Jesus was.
看见没有
？Did he see it?
他有没有看见
？Did he see Jesus?
有没有看见
？Did he see Jesus?
没有看见。
No, he didn't.
所以他就跑了嘛，对不对
？So he ran away.
跑到一棵树上。
So he ran away.
这棵树。
So now he finds a sycamore tree. So now he's hiding.
Oh, Jesus 来了 Oh, Jesus 来了
And he can see Jesus now.
这个当耶稣接近在这个桑树的时候，这个桑树的叶子在那跳舞了。
And so when Jesus walked underneath the tree, he could see that the branches were moving.
他害怕了嘛
Because I was scared.
他看见耶稣了，赶快走，赶快走啊
And he was also scared to see Jesus.
但是很奇怪
But amazingly.
耶稣因为他到了树下不走了。
So Jesus stopped underneath the sycamore tree.
实在就很奇怪啊。
And Zacchaeus was wondering.
大概你走了太累了，想去站在那里休息一下。
Maybe you're too tired, huh, Jesus?
不是。
No.
耶稣抬起头来。
He stopped in his steps.
Zacchaeus, 快下来。
And he says, Zacchaeus, come down.
哎呀，今天可能主在那叫你啊，某某人。
So today, Jesus will be calling your name.
这是实该不能非常奇怪不能解释的一件事情。
So Zacchaeus was puzzled.
他叫我下来就下来吗
Did he come down immediately?
但他说实该他怎么晓得我的名字啊
So Jesus called out his name.
谁告诉他我叫实该啊
So who told Jesus that I'm called Zacchaeus?
谁告诉他我在树上啊
And who told him that I'm on the tree?
哦，弟兄姐妹，这个对撒该来说，这是不可解释。他怎么知道我的名字啊
？So Zacchaeus was puzzled as to why.
你们谁告诉他？你们告诉他没有
？Who told Jesus about Zacchaeus?
所以圣经说他下来了没有
？So the Bible says, did he come down?
啊，下来了。
He came down off the tree.
如果是我的话，我不下来。
If I were him, I would not come down.
下不来。
I could not come down.
对不对啊？不下来，下不来。撒该是下来了。
So Zacchaeus came down.
感谢上帝，他下来了。
Thank God.
而且耶稣说：“今天我要住在 你的家里。
And in fact, Jesus even said that I'm going to stay at your house tonight.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这是一个恩典啊。
This is a blessing.
这是何等大的恩
典。This is a big blessing.
耶稣说我今天要住在你的家里面。
Because Jesus said, I'm going to stay at your house tonight.
哇，撒该怎么说呢？
What does Zacchaeus say?
等一等好不好？
You want to wait a minute?
想一想好不好
you want to think about it.
让我考虑考虑好不好
Let me consider.
我想通了好不好
Once I've thought it through.
耶稣说我今天要到你家里撒该就下来了欢欢喜喜了不是忧忧愁愁了不是难难过过了他是欢欢喜喜的把耶稣接到他家里
So Zacchaeus came down very happily invited Jesus to his own house.
升到他了上上下下弟兄姐妹们，我告诉各位。
So to all of you ECBC brothers,
爸爸呢，从2018年的第一个礼拜开始。
From the first week of 2018.
让我们亲近耶稣说，圣约翰，李某某，我今天要住在你家里。
Let us hear Jesus call out your name.Saying, I want to stay at your house tonight.
耶稣哦，神的儿子哎。
Jesus, the Son of God.
要到我们家里来。
He's going to stay at your house.
你要不要请他
？And are you going to invite him?
好像。
Will you invite him?
好像不愿意的样子。
Are you willing?
你要不要请他？要。
Yes,
我再问你们要不要？我告诉各位，请听哦。
So listen to this.
第三点，到耶稣基督进到他的家里来哟。整个的改变了。
So when Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house, the whole house changed.
我不知道耶稣给他讲什么话。
And I don't know what Jesus told him.
我真不知道，圣经没记载。
And the Bible doesn't say it.
但我知道一件事情，耶稣住在撒该的家里一个晚上，就情形不同了。
Nevertheless, Jesus stayed at Zacchaeus' home for one night, and the whole house changed.
你记得不记得有一个人，他的名字叫安德烈
？Do you remember Andrew?
记得不记得
Do you remember
Andrew? 跟着耶稣耶稣说你们要什么耶稣他们说你住在哪里啊、
Andrew was following Jesus, and Jesus said, what do you want to do?
耶稣说你来看。来看
and Andrew says, where do you live?
以安德烈和约翰就在那里住一个晚上。
Andrew and John, his brothers, lived, stayed with Jesus at his house.
整个的生命改变。
And their lives changed.
啊他不是别的。他不是谁他是弥赛亚。
He is none other than the Messiah.
你可看你看见撒该。
Do you see Zacchaeus?
当撒该到他家里去
when,
到耶稣进到他家里去以后。
When Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house.
三件事情不同了。
Three things changed.
改变了。
Three things transformed.
弟兄姐妹一定会改变。
And for sure, these things will happen.
你如果把耶稣接到你的心里来。
When you invite Jesus into your house,
接到你的家里来。
Into your home.
一定有改变。
For sure, these things will change.
第一件事情 First, 他对耶稣的认识不同了。
Now, his understanding of Jesus changed.
对不对
Isn't it true?
哎呀没反应了。
No response.
对不对对在哪里啊回答我嘛。那你看如果你看前面他说他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。
He wanted to see what manner of man Jesus was.
He is a person only.
他是一个人。
对不对但是当耶稣到他家里去了他这个整个的观念都改变他是主啊。
But now, after Jesus stayed with him,
看见没有主啊就神的意思啊。
Lord.
A God.
Lord means
A
God.
Lord.
Lord or God.
弟兄姐妹们从前他对耶稣所认识了不过是一个人一个好人慈善家道德家不过是一个宗教家而已。现在耶稣一进到他的里头整个的改观。
In the past, he realized that Jesus was a man, maybe a prophet, maybe a philosopher, but now he realizes he's Lord.
主啊。
That's why he calls him Lord.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们多少的人还没有信主以前
Before coming to faith,
以为耶稣是一个好人
we would think that Jesus is a good man,
一个道德家
that he is
一个宗教家
that he's a religious leader,
一个慈善家
that he's a benefactor,
是一个好人
that he is a good man.
但是当我们真正把耶稣接到我心里来
But when you receive Jesus into your heart,
我们对主的观念改变
that your concept of Jesus changes.
He is God.
First of all,
he is God only.
他是神。
好不好你是不是这样子
Is that the same for you?
弟兄姐妹，我再说，我对所有的我们的弟兄姐妹，上上下下、老老小小，我们中文的这个聚会的弟兄姐妹说，我们一定要把耶稣基督清清楚楚、真真实实的记到我们心里。
To all of us here, I say you have to invite Jesus into your heart.
Let Jesus enjoy your heart.
让耶稣进到你的心。
住在你的心里面，你对耶稣改观了。
And then your view of Jesus will change. Second point.
当他把耶稣基督他进到他家里以后
，After Jesus came into his house,
他对自己认识就不同了。
His viewpoint of himself changed.
从前他就觉得好人。
In the past, he thought he was a good man.
他觉得不错，世界上
he thought that he was
最好。
That he was one of the better people in the world.
现在你可以看见
，But now,
他说我摸砸了谁。
He says, if I cheated anybody,
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
I'm a sinful person. 我是个罪人。
He recognized himself to be a sinner.
从前他以为好人。
In the past, he thought he was a good man.
我是个了不起。
That he was worthy.
财富最多。
That he's got a lot of money.
权势更高。
And he has a lot of power.
但是当他耶稣进到他的里头，
But after Jesus entered his house,
他是一个罪人。
He knows that he is a sinner.
记得不记得路加福音第五章？
In Luke 5,
耶稣呀，行了两个神迹，使彼得得了两满满的鱼双的。
And Jesus did a couple of miracles, and Peter was able to catch two boatloads of fish.
不是一个神迹哦。
It is not one miracle.
很多人看神迹只有一个神迹哦。
It is not one miracle.
我看见两个神迹哦。
There are actually two miracles.
啊，你去回去看看第五章。
If you go read in chapter
然后把这个鱼拉到船上以后他就对主说主啊我是个罪人
So after the fish was loaded onto the boat he said Lord I'm a sinner
他命令说这位耶稣是全界伟大蛮有权柄的上帝
He realized that this is a God Almighty
I am only a sinner
我是一个罪人
弟兄姐妹们，你什么时候你真的认识了这位耶稣他是谁？你也认识你自己。
And whenever you know who Jesus is, you will know who you are.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
他对整个的财务的认识改观了。
His viewpoint of wealth has changed.
他对耶稣怎么说
？And what does it say?
他说：“我把我一半。”就在救济穷人。
He says, "I'll give away half of my wealth to the poor."
我如果欺骗别人
，and if I cheated somebody,
敲诈别人
，I cheated him.
我以四倍还。
I will repay it back four times.
我算一算看，我算一算。
And I was calculating.
假如是他有一千万美金
，and let's say that he has $10 million.
啊，在我们中间有一千万美金的举手，我看看。
How many of you have $10 million here?
你不必举手了啊！如果是有一千万美金
，If you have $10 million，
他又把一半给穷人
，You give half to the poor，
还有多少
？So you have how much left？
还有五百万
，Another $5 million。
他我如果砸了谁，我以四倍还他
，And if I cheated anybody， I will pay back four times。
那么他如果是我砸了人一百万
，If he cheated other people with $1 million。
再加上四倍还他
，and then he adds another four.
他还剩下多少
？How much money does he have left?
Come on, 最多一百万。
At the most, he's got $1 million.
你说一百万不错，我还没一百万呢。
And you say $1 million is not bad.
但你不要忘记，他是个财主哦。
But remember that he's a wealthy man.
那你可看见，从前他对这个钱财是抓抓抓。
In the past, he would be grabbing money.
现在是给给给
，And now he's giving it away.
从前还没有认识耶稣以前，他是这个榨榨榨。
Before knowing Christ, he was trying to bring scrape all the money in.
现在认识耶稣就赔赔赔，你看见没有
？And now he's paying it out.
他整个的生命改变了
，And his life changed.
哎呀，你说这个信耶稣没有味道。
And you say that it is tasteless to know Jesus.
信了耶稣什么都没有了。
Because you lose everything.
你说对不对啊
？Isn't it true？
请听哦。
Listen，
在人的看起来，这个傻瓜。
From the human perspective, he was a fool.
信耶稣是傻瓜。
To believe in Jesus was a fool.
不就是傻瓜
？Not only was it foolish，
但受骗了。
And he got cheated.
但是，这个没有。
But Zacchaeus, that was not it.
耶稣说今天救恩也临到他。
Because Jesus said that today salvation has come to this house.
他从前是个世上的人。
He was lost.
现在已经回来了。
Now he's found.
弟兄姐妹，你可看见，请听哦。
Listen to this.
他信了耶稣以后。
After coming to faith.
虽然这个世界的暂时的这些的东西都就送出去。
Although he gave away all the temporal wealth.
但耶稣在世界上所应许的话语就临到他。
The promises that Jesus made came to him.
他说凡劳苦担重担的人只要到我这里来我就给他们什么得到安息。
And whoever is heavily burdened, they can come to me and they can find rest.
他说你们在世上有苦难但你们放心我将我的什么平安赐给你们。
If you have suffering in this world, I will give you my peace.
他说你们人若渴了如果你感到虚空他说你来我要赐给你们。
If you are thirsting, if you are empty, I will give you the living water.
使你们满足。
To satisfy you.
他说我到天上去为你们预备地方，将来你们都要到我这里来。
I go to heaven to prepare a place for you and invite you over.
与神同在。
And to be with God.
给我主给我满足。
The Lord has given me satisfaction.
主给我们平安。
Peace.
主给我们喜乐。
And joy.
主给我们盼望。
Hope.
主给我们天上。各样的恩赐
He will give you all types of heavenly blessings.
这是耶稣在世界上所应许我们的。
And this is a promise of Jesus.
你愿意不愿意今天早晨
So the question is, are you willing to take this morning?
这个财富这些的东西都会过去。
All the worldly wealth will pass.
唯有你真正的心里的平安、真的满足、心里的安歇、心里的喜乐、心里的盼望，我告诉你，那是永远存在的。
It is only those things like joy and peace and satisfaction that will last for eternity.
我常常说啊
I always say,
我用八个字。
I use eight Chinese words
来代表基督徒与非基督徒
to make a differentiate, to differentiate between a believer and non-believer.
请听啊
Listen.
很多人是富而不足
And many people are wealthy but not satisfied.
富而不足
Many people are very wealthy but not satisfied.
但基督徒是周而不富
And the Christians or believers are satisfied but not wealthy.
还满足
Satisfied.
你看看我富不富啊
But am I wealthy? Satisfied?
比你们差太多了。
And,
但是我这心里真是充满了喜乐。
Although I don't have great wealth in my heart, I have great joy.
感谢主。
Thank God.
2018年。
In 2018.
第一个主日。
In the first Sunday.
耶稣说我今天要进到你的心里。
Jesus is saying that I will come into your heart.
当他进到你的心里。
And when Jesus enters your heart.
当他进到你家里。
And Jesus enters your house.
他要将喜乐给你。
He will bring you joy.
要给你满足。
He will bring you satisfaction.
要给你永远的生命。
And he will give you eternal life.
要不要?
Are you willing to?
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
快下来。
Come on down.
快下来就是放下你的骄傲。
In other words, you put down your pride
来接受耶稣
and you accept Jesus Christ.
耶稣爱你
Jesus loves you.
今天你在这个地方
So today you are here.
我再说
And let me repeat.
不是偶然的
It is not by chance.
那是因为耶稣爱你
But rather because Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你
Jesus loves you.
感谢主
And I thank God.
当我们有耶稣
That when you have Jesus Christ,
我们就满足
that you will have satisfaction.
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。